Oh, you're back for the second half. I can't thank you enough for listening. It's the Vero Insiders, and I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery, in the studio with my co-host, Ms. Beverly McCormick of Lifestyle Concierge Vero.
Yes, thank you very much, Anna. It's great to be here.
Wow, my dear. You know, with the holidays coming up so quickly, I mean, again, no pressure to anyone who was listening in the first half, but it's six Fridays until Christmas. And 31 shipping days left for all of your holiday shipping needs.
Trying to scare us here.
I'm just simply saying, but they can alleviate some of the stresses. They can go do the shopping, or they could send you to do the shopping. I mean, give our listeners, Beverly, some examples of what you do and how they can get in touch with you.
Well, that's a lot of fun. We have a lot of people out there that are really good at making lists and kind of really knowing what they want to shop for and what they want to get for their families, especially things that have to be shipped out.
Right.
So if we
pack
get
mail to the rescue.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm all in for pack mail. If we get that list started early, you know, give us plenty of time to get those shopping lists. There's nothing out there that I can't find. I can tell you that.
Right.
And obviously, we pride ourselves in getting it a really good price for you, too. You know, if we can't buy it cheaper than where you were going to go buy it yourself, then kudos, you know.
The beachside bargainista.
That's
just
right.
Saying.
We're not going to give up the ship on that one. We will shop till we drop, basically.
Someone has to do all
Somebody
this
Somebody has
work.
To do it, but it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of reward in people who call you up and say, oh, I've got this great Christmas party coming this weekend. You know, somebody important is going to be there. I got to look my best. Oh, my God. Do I like to dress people?
and that's where you can step in, one of the areas in which you can help a client.
Absolutely. And not only do we have a lot of, you know, people back in Florida right now, and in Vero Beach in particular, we're getting really crowded, which is fun. We also have a lot of people who come here for the holidays in rentals, which is
right.
Even more fun. So there are a lot of real estate people out there that contact us and say, you know, we've got people coming in. They want this property, but, you know, they need a lot of services. So whether we're providing your private chefs for your dinner parties, or if you need transportation services to get your family around and about to all the different places you want to go visit, because God knows we just got lots of them.
Right.
You know, we can do all that. We can hire the drivers. We can get your housekeeping. We can get your chef to cook all your meals to your perfection. And it's just totally, totally fun.
And that's with just one phone call to you.
Just one phone call to Lifestyle Concierge.
You do a consultation with them. You assess all their needs, and then you fill in the blanks, basically.
Yep. When they call, people are usually pretty desperate and going like, oh my gosh, can you? And
just
can
make
you
my
do
life
it?
Easy.
Can you do it now?
I understand
so, yeah,
that.
We have no problem dropping everything and going and get it done.
Very
you know?
Nice.
So it works really well. All you have to do is call Lifestyle Concierge. We're proud to be here on Oceanside in Vero Beach as well. When we do ship out all of our packages and stuff for Christmas, of course, white gloves right there to accommodate all the things that we're going to need. And you can reach us at 772-217-2160. Or look us up online at www.conciergevero.com.
Very nice. And Beverly really is amazing, folks, at being able to find the best partner for you based on your need. And when you're relatively new to town or haven't been here for a long time, or you have a lot on your plate and you need to delegate some of those things, you want a trusted resource, and she is proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider. So Beverly McCormick, Lifestyle Concierge, thanks for playing with us today.
Oh, it's so much fun at Liviana.
As we're getting the scoop on the Vero Beach Dog Park and their big event, which is this Sunday, just a couple of days away, the first annual Bark and Brew. So in the studio, we have Bob Joy and Jill Jones. Over our commercial break, I found out that Bob Joy is a fan of dry rosé. So he
Absolutely.
Is one of my new best friends, folks. He clearly has good taste. He helped to found the dog park, which is located exactly where for our guests? For
We're
our
over
listeners.
On Oceanside, just north of the Barber Bridge.
Okay.
On East Indian River Drive.
Right by the ballpark, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. And this park is open daily.
Absolutely. Every day of the year, dawn to dusk.
Every day of the year. That's fantastic. And of course, it is a nonprofit, correct?
Yes. We registered with the state of Florida and the IRS as a 501c3, meaning we're a charitable organization. So any donations people make are fully deductible.
Oh, very nice. And so they come here, they visit, they move here with white glove, helping them get into or out of the Sunshine State, just saying. white glove, little plug there. And they fall in love with the dog park and the concept behind it because maybe they're in a beautiful gated community. The homes are lovely, but not a whole lot of land because they got a lot of waterfront. This park is a great resource. And they say, we just want this park to stay around and we want to help you cover the cost of the ongoing maintenance. They can donate, and they can donate going to the website, I presume?
Absolutely. VeroBeachDogPark.org.
Very
and
nice.
Also, we have two donation lock boxes, very secure bank quality lock boxes at both entrances at the park. And it's the funds are removed daily so that people can donate as often as they want.
Couple bucks when they're there.
Just every
check.
Little bit
That's
helps.
That's great.
Right.
You know, like you come, you use the service, you put in a couple dollars, right. You'd be on your way.
Because
good concept.
Right. Because the park does offer, we provide complimentary waste bags for the hand, you know, the
it's
dog
a necessary
owners,
thing
right,
when you're dealing with that many
clean.
Dogs and they're playing.
Right.
Everything gets all loose on the inside. Yeah, that's good. That's good to have the bags right on hand. And it doesn't give the responsibility to the owner who just might be stumbling upon this venue to say, oh, we have to double back to go get bags. It's all right there.
And then we dispose of the waste as well. So mm-hmm. we call it making hand warmers in the winter.
Because we really need that in Florida. It's just freezing down here.
It's a tremendous service that you're doing for the community. I mean, because we've got so many condominium type, you know, communities
exactly.
in Vero
that allow for smaller animals.
If I lived in the 12th floor and my little puppy goes out every couple of hours, you know, but still that's not the same thing. I want to go turn them loose somewhere. So that's great that, you know, that you can get out there.
I'm saying a tired dog is a happy dog, is a happy owner, is a happy neighbor.
And we've got the perfect weather to sit out and just let them run and play and have a great time.
And there's several benches and stuff throughout the park for owners to sit.
Right.
And
sunshades, benches. It's just a beautiful environment. And our slogan is the Vero Beach Dog Park as much for people as it is for dogs.
Oh, as a marketing professional, I love that. Good job, Jill.
There's a networking
team.
Event in our future at the dog park.
No kidding. We can host anything. So let's get back to the Sunday Bark and Brew. It's going to be 11:30 to 4:30.
Correct.
There's going to be a number of races and contests.
Mm-hmm.
Let's touch on a couple of those contests again, if we could, please, Jill.
Sure. Starting at 12 o'clock, we have the wiener dog race. So if you have a dachshund, you're invited.
You're
gonna love
we have
this three
one.
Categories.
We Lee have the, from Waldo's. Are you listening to my show, sir?
We have the puppy division, we have the adult division, and we have the senior division.
Oh, good.
And
break
we'll
it
run
down.
These in heats, depending on the number of dogs that are signed up. And then we move on at 1 o'clock. We have on the main stage the dog talent show. And in the dog talent show, we have five categories. We have the best costume, we have the best tail wagger, the best vocal performance, the most mysterious heritage, and the best overall trick.
Oh, geez, that's going to be fun.
So then after, and then that, you know, the band will break. We have the Bobby Owen band playing. And then,
oh, they're very talented. Good pick.
After, so they'll break while we have the dog talent show performance. And then after that, the band will resume and we move on to the wet dog t-shirt race.
G-rated.
Keeping it classy.
I think that one's great.
It's all about the art, yeah.
And then Don't Eat the Dog race will be the final performance. And then we also will have the lure course that will be ongoing for the entire day.
And I love that you're doing some things where the owners can become engaged. It's not just entirely pet related. Now, of course, it's going to be required for this day and this day only for the dogs to come on a leash.
Correct.
Because there's going to be a lot of hoopla.
Food, hoopla.
Yeah, I mean, it's not your everyday visit to the park.
Right.
From dawn to dusk. This is a special extravaganza, if you will. And let's just give a quick shout out to some of the sponsors that made this event possible for this Sunday, if we could, please, Jill.
Sure. We are very thankful for Don Wallace Designs, PepsiCo, Brandt's Appliances, Central Window, Community Veterinary Clinic, Croom Construction, Dale Sorensen Real Estate, Southern Eagle Distributing.
They've been great.
Dyer Subaru, Florida Veterinary League, Gold Coast Landscape Lighting, Liamola Interiors, Reliable Septic and Services, National Bank of Commerce, Ready Ice, Seacoast Bank, Pac Mail, and White Glove Moving.
Wow, I'm a bit partial.
Wait, one more that just came on today is Vero Beach Magazine.
Very nice.
Got it covered.
Well, those are some amazing sponsors that clearly step up when a community event is happening, and it's a wonderful opportunity for them to showcase their services. In addition to all of the fun and the games, the good food and the good drink, there are going to be vendors.
Correct.
And children and pets both welcome, I presume?
Oh, yes, yeah, definitely.
Kids are welcome.
That's good.
You don't have to put them on a leash, but you can. You know, I've seen that before, and it always puzzles me. I get it for the dog. I do. For the child, I don't know.
But you know, the child's always straining at the end of the leash.
Right. It's the same concept. I know. It really is interesting. Well, that's a lot of fun. And real quick, I just want to touch, since we're on the theme of sponsors, I went to the hair studio of Vero last week. She fit me in at the end of the day, and I have a lot of hair. I'm a Leo, so it's like a big mane of hair. She fit me in, color, highlights, lowlights, everything. I was in and out with a full style in less than 2 hours.
Looks great.
Thank you. I did some traveling, so I did not take the proper time to do my hair today, so that was very kind of you, Bob. I'm really liking this. Bobby likes rosé. He gives compliments. I love him. He's a founder of the City Park for the dogs. He's a good man. But really, if you're looking for a new hairstylist, and we're coming into the holiday time where you want your holiday hair looking fabulous, the hair studio of Vero, she's located on US 1 in the Publix Plaza right there at Oslo in US 1, and she is amazing. And you just got to set up for an appointment. You can get her information right at VeroInsider.com. And what do you think of my new nails? I went to Foxy's on Saturday.
Your nails always look great. And I'm hoping to be sporting one of the new styles tomorrow.
Oh, darling. I tell you what, they've expanded. They added an extra 1,000 square feet in the back for more massaging chairs. So it's that time, manicure, pedicure, a little waxing, maybe get some lashes for those holiday pictures. Foxy Nails is the place to go to. Sandridge, I'm telling you what, I picked up some gift cards recently. They make great gifts. And if you aren't a golfer, but there is a golfer in your life, that pro shop is full of goodies. So always think of Sandridge for that. And it's right there on 58th Avenue. If you've gone to the fairgrounds as you head north, you've gone too far. Mm-hmm. Double back. Get there to Sandridge. It's absolutely beautiful course. Have you been out there, Bob?
They have some beautiful holes there.
Are you a golfer?
Yes, I'm a recovering golfaholic. Yes.
Oh, is that a diagnosis? How about you? Do you dabble at all, Jill? Are you a golfer?
Not much.
Not much, but you've been out there.
Yes.
Yes. I personally love riding a golf cart. I'm just saying. I am the designated driver. It's fine. Every once in a while.
I'll take the cart, yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And Blue Star, make it a point. This weekend is a big weekend. I mean, there's lots going on. There's obviously the Bark and Brew on Sunday. There is the Halo Gala on Saturday. In fact, the after party is going to be at Blue Star right across the street because the Halo event is at the Heritage Center. But there's the Riverside Comedy Zone this weekend. There's a lot of things, but you can make an entire evening out of it. Go visit my friends over at Blue Star. And, of course, Florals by Faye. If you want some beautiful arrangements for an upcoming event or as a gift, or perhaps you want some help planning your holiday party, Florals by Faye, the event firm international, my girl Faye, is your go-to. And she's got great tips, too. Just call, get some ideas from her. She's really wonderful, a great resource. And her office is right there on A1A, right next to Dale Sorensen, who's one of your sponsors of the correct. Of the Bark and Brew, which is great, right? See how I tie all that in? Mm-hmm. Plus, Dale Sorensen loves White Glove Moving. It's effortless. It's the wine. I can't help it. It just all flows together, and beautiful montage. It's like a big soup.
Everybody loves White Glove Moving.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We've been busy.
Yeah.
Life is good.
It's going to get busier.
Yeah, 50 full-time employees with families. So we just ask that you give us a chance. That's all. We're asking for a shot. Complimentary estimates. And, of course, that pesky 31 shipping days left for Christmas. And if you have something big, bulky, it's just too heavy, it's awkward, Pac-Mail will come free of charge, pick it up from you. And find the most economical shipper to get it to its destination, no matter where it is throughout the globe. You know, if you have something going internationally, we help you with the customs paperwork. That's a nice thing to alleviate off of your plate. And we're very proud of this. We teamed up with Military Moms again this year. For any and every APO address package that comes through our doors, we will insert 3 free hours of talk time with the calling cards that we get.
Oh, that's great.
It is really nice. Great. And it all comes to us from our Cell Phones for Soldiers campaign. So if you know of anyone that has old cell phones, big, bulky, old Nextels or what have you, no longer in use, they can drop it off in the box at our store. And we basically get those melted down and it converts into calling cards that we give out all year round. And especially for the military moms in their care packages.
Perfect for Veterans Day.
It sure is.
I have a drawer full of cell phones.
Today, Bob, he is amazing. I love this, Bob. And that's right. If we could just give a quick moment for all of those vets who've proudly served our country. We owe you many thanks, Home of the Free, because of the brave. I mean that. My brother himself did 2 tours, and he's actually going to New York. They're transferring them from Fort Hood to New York. Talk about some weather change.
Oh, yeah.
Him and his family are going to get used to that quickly, but they're going to do that right after the holidays. But, of course, I'm sure we've all been touched by somebody who has proudly served. Have any of you seen, especially since we're talking about dogs and the Vero Beach dogpark.org, of course, to register and find out the details for Sunday's event or to donate year-round. But have you seen that movie Max?
I haven't seen that one yet.
With the military dog and his trainer, and they were serving in Afghanistan, and his owner soldier got gunned down, unfortunately, in an ambush, and the dog lived on.
And, I'm gonna have to see that one.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh, it's so touching. It's a good family movie. Mm-hmm. But if you want to talk about the impact that a dog can make on a family and for companionship when with the soldiers who are serving abroad, or even with seniors for that matter. I mean, we've all seen the stats on how the love of a dog, that companionship, can add longevity and meaning to one's life. It's certainly amazing. But that movie,
that's
Max,
got to be my easiest cry right there. I have friends on Facebook for the War Dog Memorial, so I get the updates and posts every day of the different dogs. Oh, I have a big place in my heart for those days.
Rightfully so. This Veterans Day, that's a lot for us to think about, but it certainly is. I mean, there was over 3,000 dogs that have served in the past several decades. Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. And then, and in the last recent years, 26 dogs have died in the line of duty, and with them, 25 of their handlers.
Oh, wow. You know, we actually have a little memorial by the flag at the dog park. Service dogs who have served and lost their lives.
Oh, that's so great.
Aww. See, this is a beautiful tie-in.
Yeah.
That's very nice. And, I'm sorry, I have to revert. Am I good on time? Oh, look it. I got the A-OK. Well, then that's no pressure. I'm going to resume my comfortable situation here. Let's talk a little bit more about the dog park and how people can utilize it to its fullest advantage. Is there things that you would recommend people to bring when they come to the dog park?
Well, we do have plenty of water provided, but we like where if people bring their own drinking vessels for their dogs.
The little portable dishes, I love that.
Any little bucket, anything, they must take it with them when they leave, but they can fill those up for their dogs to enjoy, and so we don't spread any diseases or anything.
Yeah.
That's helpful. And if their dogs enjoy toys, that we ask, we're fine when you bring the toys, but please take them with you because the lawn mowers don't get along well with
it's them. Crazy. The lawn mowers just do not coincide with anything rubberized. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've witnessed
chaos.
This. Yeah.
Right.
So balls, tug ropes, anything like that, it's encouraged to bring it.
Sure.
And take it home. Absolutely.
Anything else, Bob, you can think of?
Well, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people come and they just walk the loop around the 5-acre park. And the dogs sort of trail around just to get exercise during the day.
That's a great starting point.
Everybody's getting exercise.
Get acclimated, yeah.
Yep.
5 miles,
that's a good brisk walk in the morning, I tell you. Mm. And this is a nice time of year to really take advantage of all the dog park has to offer as the weather slowly and slightly cools down. You feel a little bit more of the crisp breeze coming through.
Yeah,
I'm keeping my fingers crossed for some of that on Sunday.
Yeah.
Woo, it's going to be lovely. And so again, it's open every day of the year, even on the holidays.
Correct. Absolutely.
7 days a week.
Awesome.
7 days a week, yeah. So, Beverly, there's a number of contests coming up, obviously, on Sunday, and I know that you have two dogs, and I know that you also are a plethora of resources and information for folks that are coming down or transitioning throughout Indian River County. Tell us again, what stands out in your mind with some of the festivities on Sunday? What are you going to be participating in?
Oh, she gave us such a good list. I'm just thinking of my two and which ones they'd enjoy the best. I know Tinky would love the tail wagging thing. She's awesome at that.
Oh, is she?
She's
got a little wiggle.
She's a great
in
talker
it?
Too. I mean, she
vocal.
The two. Oh my gosh, my son and I just engage her in conversation, and she's definitely
a lot to share.
She's a soprano. Let me tell you, she's got a high pitch. But now, whether I could get her to do that at an event like
at exactly the right time.
On command.
Yeah. I probably could bring a video of my conversation, you know, because I have recorded her quite a few times and it's a hoot.
Oh,
because she is very,
be
very loud. And that bottom lip just starts going and she's carrying on a conversation. What can I say? And the louder I get, the louder she gets.
And will your leash coordinate with any of the attire that you dress the dogs in?
I don't know. I have to plan their outfits because we have so many. I don't know which way we're going to go.
Look at that.
Do they want to go and we'll bring the costumes, but they might want to show up as football players. I don't know yet. You know, it's going to be interesting, but you've got a lot of fun things going on. And mm-hmm. I think they are older. So when you say there's a senior division, mm-hmm. my little girl just turned 10, although she looks 2.
But that's for the wiener races, right?
That's the wiener dog racing.
And then
my
boy's 13, but again, he's...
He doesn't look a day over 3.
No, not at all.
Of course not. They never age.
They don't act like that
either. I love it. Well, Beverly, thank you for being my co-host today.
I've so enjoyed it.
And for satisfying the needs of all of our local residents and those winter guests, visit theveroinsider.com so that you can live link to all my amazing sponsors, such as Lifestyle Concierge of Vero. In addition, thank you, my guests, for promoting the park as well as Sunday's event and for allowing White Glove and Pac Mail to be sponsors. Anyone that's interested in participating, they are going to go to what website, my dear Jill?
VeroBeachDogPark.org.
VeroBeachDogPark.org. I look forward to seeing you all out there on Sunday as well as partaking in all of the festivities throughout the weekend. Be sure to show a little love to all my sponsors. You know, they make this show possible and I love coming to you each and every week. Until then, cheers.
Cheers.
Happy Wednesday.